Okay, today's daf is Demai Daf Samach Zayin, and we are in the last parak of Maseches Demai Daf Samach Zayin in Parak Hamazmin, right about 10 or 11 blot left to the Masechta. Masechta Shiurim are sponsored by Michael and Naomi Nudel, Avram and Devar Weinfeld. We thank them for the sponsorship. And we are on Samach Vav Maveis. We just read the Mishnah yesterday relating to what happens if Hamazmin, if I'm invited over to somebody's house on Shabbos, and I don't trust them for some reason in terms of the Trumas of the Maaser, so I make the Tznai on Erev Shabbos. I make a Tznai, and that way I'm able to be Mafresh either on Shabbos or Mafresh after Shabbos, but I'm able to partake of the food on Shabbos. So we spoke about solids. That was the first Mishnah. If it's about food, what about liquids? On Shabbos, solids, I could be Mafresh right before without the guy noticing, right? Maybe I'll just, we had the story yesterday, what they were, they threw food to each other a little bit in order to be, to get some of it off, or when just taking a little bit off, and we said it's not an issue of Gesel, it's not an issue of Yibud Ochlin. That was the discussion that we had yesterday. But what about liquids? Liquids you can't take off before. You don't want to spill some out beforehand. So that's what we said. You could leave some in the cup. You could leave some in the cup. That's what the Mishnah said yesterday's daf. Again, let's focus on that again. The Gemara, the Mishnah said, Samavav Mabez, Mazgulo Esakos. Right, sounds like a Pesach Mishnah. Right, when he is going to have a drink poured for him. The Marafolda says, Biyom HaShabbos, right, on Shabbos. So then he says this formula, what I'm going to leave over, Bishule HaKos, Hareza Meiser, Vishar Meiser Samachla, what I leave over is going to be Meiser, the whole formula that we usually say beforehand, right, he says then, and it has to do with what's left. So the Gemara says, Kedi Mastisa, Lini Mezika Sakos. The Gemara says that we're talking about a case of Mezika Sakos, that the same thing, but it's happening on Erev, Shabbos, says the Rav Chaim Kanievsky on the Mishnah. Hacha ini yachal lomar kibim asison de la'el masha ani asul hafresh. You can't say the usual formula tibem mashke irinon, and we're talking about liquid. V'meilo kli reikam lahafresh bikoso. Oh man, if you don't have a way to do it, so then you say this formula, and again, it's talking about erev Shabbos. And you still, they haven't poured for you yet. That's why the Lashon is called Mazgulo, that's what they're going to do on Shabbos. So Mana Kaimin asked the Gemara, what's the case we're talking about here? That this formula works. Im Omer Mikvar, if the formula is, that I'm saying on Erev Shabbos, is supposed to make what's left in the cup at the bottom, it's already Trumas Meiser on the bottom of the cup, Mikvar, if it's before I drink, right, it's I've already designated it. So mashke mu'rifu, then it's a problem because then I'm drinking something that has truma mixed in it. When I drink something, it's not that I'm only drinking what's on top. Everything in the cup gets mixed in. So if I designate it already beforehand, that it's not going to work for me. There's a maisris that is mixed in with this chulin, and I'm drinking the maiser. Vim omer l'kishe yishase, and it's only going to be maiser when after I drink. After I drink, what's left should be kadosh. So then when I drink, I'm drinking tevel. L'mafreya, tevel shasa. So I said, what's the case here? How does this formula work? What's the mechanism? So the Gemara comes up with the middle approach. Ela, yadan kaimin, ba'omer, mikvar, l'kishe eshte. Right? Before, once I drink. What's that called? Breira. Right? Breira, you're working through breira, meaning it should be Trumas and Maestris, while I'm drinking, but not while I'm drinking Mamish. It's only after I drink, then retroactively I want it to be that I didn't drink Tevel, says the Mara Folda. V'nimsa she'ena shoset falim. And if you use this formula, you're not drinking Tevel. Ho'a va'amar nami mikvar. You said mikvar, which means beforehand. But you can say eshta, which means later. V'lo misarif ho'a va'amar nami l'kish eshta v'achi perusho. Shel amiraso. This is the pshat of your verbalization. Me'achshav ani koveh ha'maestris bazeh ha'kos v'lo yiu mufurashim ad l'basov p'shulei ha'kos. It's in here, but I'm not designated exactly what it is and where it is until afterwards. Until afterwards. If you look in the Rashba and the other Rishonim, the Ramban, in Chulin, on Daf Yud Daled, where this is discussed as well, says the Rashba, because of a Rabban, b'shem Hagaon, the Lamanda Amar Yesh Breira, Ba'omer, according to the word it says Yesh Breira, this is what you said, Ba'omer Shani Yasidla Hafrish Mahani, what I'm going to be Mafrish works, Dikishu Mafrisho, Huver Hadover, Lamafreya, Shalmashe Hifrish, Chalamaiser, Vishiyareha Nikarin Hain Lamafreya, and you could recognize the what is chulin and what is chumas and maestris retroactively? Aval bicha lohay nikar b'shas kriya u'b'shas shesia. Even though it was a nikar at the moment, again, this is one of those fascinating halachic topics that we've spoken about a lot over the past couple of days. Breira, a topic that starts off in the future and then goes back to the past, as we said, asvachta and tanai and breira. There is the Rashba elsewhere. I think in Maseches Ksubos discusses sometimes you have a machlokas whether different days in the Rishonim. Whether something what the Achronim call Lamafreya Lamafreya or Mikano Lahaba Lamafreya. Meaning, do we say that once we apply Breira and we're able to look back, or even apply the question is about a Tanai Me'achshav, also by a, make a Tanai that's going to work retroactively. Once it goes back retroactively, is the past wiped out that Mamish halachically we're allowed to view it as if you were Mamish married at that time for all intents and purposes, it was Chumas and Maestros for all intents and purposes, Lamafreya, Lamafreya, or no, it wasn't at the moment. But when we look back, we're allowed to view it like that. Mikana Lahaba, Lamafreya. Right? And there's differences between those formulations, but that is a question that's elsewhere. So again, this Rashba and the Ramban quote this formulation, and they say this is exactly what it says in the seventh parak of Demai. Ukid itznan b'maseches Demai parak zayin amen as chaveiro ein amamin alavaitches mazul asakos. They quote our Mishnah. They quote Yerushalmi imba omer mikfar mashkemurav imba omer k'she'esel l'mafreya tevel shasa elakena nakayminan ba omer mikfar likishe yishase. Right, that's what the Rashba quotes. Look at Ervin. You get other impressions about Breira. Again, as we said, Breira gives different impressions in different sukkahs. So that is what the Mishnah is talking about. So says the Gemara now, but wait a minute, I have another problem. So you're telling me that you're using Breira, and therefore you're allowed to drink on Shabbos, but you're not allowed to drink everything. You have to leave a little bit over. You leave over in the cup, and whatever's left in the cup is the trumas meiser that you and that you're not allowed to drink. Again, the meiser sheni is already mechulal on money. So what's left? We said remember dmai. So meiser rishon, you can end up eating yourself. And meiser on, you can end up eating yourself because I'm mostly mechulal varaya. So it's only the trumas meiser. So that's what's going to be left in the cup at the end. So it says the Gemara, but 1 second. So on Shabbos, you're going to drink, and right after you finish drinking, you're going to leave a little bit. So before you put the cup down, as you finish drinking, you're about to put the cup down. What's in your hand? A cup with Trumas Meiser. Trumas Meiser, which is Tameh, because we're talking about an Amah Aretz Pashto. So whatever is in the cup is Tameh. So Tameh Trumas Meiser, which, what do you have to do with? You have to burn it. That's the only thing you're able to do with it, right? Truma Tameh has to be burned. So isn't that Muksa? Are you handling muksa if that's the only thing left in the cup? Ask the Gemara. V'lo nimsa metaltel truma tameya b'shabbos. So wonderful, you did this whole afresh and now you can drink, but now you only have something that's muksa machmas gufo. There's nothing else to do with this food that's tamei on Shabbos, right? And therefore, isn't it a problem of muksa? Right? The Mara Folda, de koma shenaga hamaretz tameyu. So this is a problem, right? Isn't there an issue of muksas? The Gemara answers. We'll get to another answer soon. Let's just first read the Gemara. Amar Balazar or Reblazer, Mishayer Kol Shuchul. And you're right. It would be. So you have to, what you have to do is to leave a drop more than you would have left just for the Truma Tameya. Right? We said, Masha Ani Asa Laha for what I leave over, you know, the 10%. So leave over 11%. Leave over a little bit more than you would have left over normally. A little bit, Mishayer Kol Shuchulin. And in that way, what do you have in your cup? You have muksa and non-muksa. What's that called? Basas l'davar ha'asur, u'l'davar ha'mutter. And that's not muksa we paskin. We paskin if you're holding something that has muksa and non-muksa on it, so then that is okay to move. Meshar kashu u'chulin, ki ahid, tanin taman, like we learned in the Mishnah, in Masechah Shabbos, in the 21st parak, on daf kuf mem aleph, metaltal and truma tahora imatameya, ve'imachulin. Right? You're allowed to be metaltal truma, or you can switch around the girsa, truma Torah, im hatmeya, im hachulin. That's the girsa that we have. Others have a slightly different girsa, tmeya im hachulin, not hatmeya. Okay. But anyway, so you see it, as long as you have both muksa and non-muksa, so then it's not a problem. So therefore, that is okay. Okay, there's a lot to talk about. We'll just finish the conversation first. The Gemara says, one second. How could you compare those two cases? We're comparing our case, where you're leaving over a little bit in order to be able to be metaltel, the truma temeya, while the case in the Mishnah in Shabbos, you're allowed to be metaltel at all together, but what's the ikar, what's the tuffel in these cases? Below Damian, Taman, over there in Shabbos, the ikar is the truma tahora. You happen to have a little truma temeya in the basket also? Okay, so it could go along for the ride. Taman, temeya litzarach tahora. You want to move the truma tahora, and there, even though you have a little truma temeya in there, but it's all litzarach the tahora. The tahora is the ikar that's in there. The chulun is the ikar that's in there. Bramhacha, chulun, litzarach temeya. But here, what's the ikar? What do you have left over in the cup? You have a little truma temeya left in the cup. You have trumas meiser left in the cup a little bit. And you're putting in, you're leaving over a little drop of chulin just to make it movable. Is that okay? Right? Maybe you go by the ikar. Maybe you go by the ikar. What's more important? Which is a huge topic, halacha lemaisa also. Right? Sometimes, right, we have a basa, so davar asa, davar amutar. So let's say by Shabbos candles. By Shabbos candles, the candles are lit. So while the candles are lit, I'm not allowed to move the tray because that's mechabe or mavir. When you move the candles, it's causing it to go out faster or longer. You're making it move. So I'm not allowed to touch it. So let's say after the candles go out, I want to move the tray. But if it was, had the candles on it on Shabbos, when Erev Shabbos started, that's cool. Migud is katsoy ben hashmashos. Is katsoy lekula yoma. I'm not allowed to move it. So what does some do? They put something else on the tray. Sometimes it happens on Sukkot. You have the candlesticks outside. You want to bring them in after the Shabbos lighting in the sukkah goes out. So what do? You put something else on the tray. Some people put a challah. Put a challah on the tray also. So is that good enough? That the Gemara's question here, right? Chulin l'tzorach tameya, is that good enough? Really, the ikar is the candles. So some say, yeah, you got to put something very very expensive. They say b'shem the grump, you got to put like a gold watch, something that's just as expensive or just as important as the candlesticks. Others say no. To you, a challah is just as important. So even though objectively there's more value to the candlesticks, but still you want the challah. So again, that's a discussion about creating a basas davar asa davar mutar. But anyway, it comes from this line, right? This line, the Gemara says, how could you compare, right? Maybe this issue of muksa only works when the ikar item is not muksa, but when the ikar item is muksa, so maybe it shouldn't. It's not comparable. So the Gemara answers, okay, you're right. Am Rabbi Yossi Barbun im yitzi aso min hakos kaddish. It's not, when you designate it before Shabbos, you don't need it to be designated the second after you finish drinking while it's still in your hand. Right? That's not what we're talking about, that second. No, it becomes when you basically pour it out of the cup. Until you pour it out of the cup, it is not going to be kadosh, truma, and then, therefore, you're not going to be holding any muksa. Right? It says the Marafolda, ukeshehen bekos adayin hakol kimo chulin. Interesting. Kimo chulin. It's not exactly chulin. It's going to be chumas meiser, and you finish drinking or eating your chulin. So it's hakol kimo chulin umutar l'taltalan. Right? And mutar, and you're allowed to be metaltal. It's not exactly muksa yet. If you look in the, so one of the gersos on the side, the haros of the maharap. Lav dafka chulin. It's somewhere in the middle, right? It's not exactly chulin because you can't drink it, and if it was mamish chulin, then what you ate was tevel. So it's not exactly chulin, but it's not kadosh as truma yet. Acho tsiyom enakos, right? And the maskana you have to say mikvar lushios enakos, and then it would go backwards. Okay, so this gets us into how it's not muksa. Again, it's only becomes muksa later on. The Radvaz says there could be another answer to this question. Radvaz, again, he quotes this Yerushalmi and then just says on his own, he says, I have another answer to the question which the Gemara says elsewhere a number of times in this Masechta. Bidzimahi kilu. Right, we could have used that. Right, the Rambam quotes this in Hilchas Meiser. Tess. This we spoke about a couple of days ago. Perek Tess, Halacha Tess, and Yud. V'zorach l'rechosh bisvasa. The Rambam says, as we saw in the last year, you have to say the words, you have to whisper it when you are mafrish on Shabbos, and we said that's not called tikkun because it's going on the previous tanai that you made beforehand. Remember, we had the 2 days how to read the Gemara, two girsos. Do we say idchi, and therefore it was pushed aside, and you're not allowed to say anything on Shabbos, or no? Asne, where we had the other girsa of ad, right? Ad, you're relying on the ad hatani, right? You're relying on the tanai. That's how the Rambam seemed to have the girsa. So Rach Lerchosh Besfasa B'Shasha Mafresh Zuacharzu Ve'inu Kemesakin B'Shabbos Shari Hiktim Tano Ve'Tevel Sheishal of Tanai Zeh. Kodem sheyafresh. Right, this tevel, you're allowed to be metaltel before your mafresh. But don't say neinam esadzeva ochal asashar. Right, and you're allowed to be metaltel it. The Rambam does not say why you're allowed to be metaltel. The Rambam says you're allowed to. So again, the maskan of our Gemara was it's not really the chubat tameya until after it comes out of the cup. Right, so the Radvaz here quotes the Yerushalmi. Why isn't it a problem? And he quotes imitziyaso menakos. Kaddish, right? As it goes out. Klomar, so he said, and then he quotes the next line of the Gemara, which we didn't read yet, but he says, V'efshe l'tareitz t'bidmai shu safek lo asu l'talta b'shabbos. The whole issue of muksa, as we're going to see better in a minute, is d'rabanan. So it could be d'rabanan, warrant gozer in this case, where they told you to be mafresh, we should divide, which the whole thing is d'rabanan. So, the efshar that b'demai lo shu safik lo asu l'taltel. Tavi sveka b'isura d'rabanan, v'lo chashashu shemi shafik akos, t'gabi lo keach, right? And we're not choshesh by that either, so that's going to be the Gemara's next question. But Ravaz says, in all these cases, it could be that it's more kal because it is d'mai. The world of muksa is created by the Rabbanan, right? It's ein lo ikr min haTorah, to use the lashon of different types of the Rabbanans, the lashon of the Gemara and Maseches Beitza, but the Rambam and the Ravid discuss at the end of the 24th parak of Hilchos Shabbos why exactly the Rabbanan created this world of muksa. The Rambam, unusually, but the Rambam gives three different reasons, three different approaches, and the Ravid gives a fourth in terms of why the Rabbanan created the world of muksa, right? The world of tiltul, right? There's the Achronim would like to point out that there's really two aspects. There's muksa, all the types of muksa, muksa machmas gufa, muksa masal chesron kis, muksa machmas iser, all different types of muksas. Nolad could be a form of muksa. And then there's what's called gzera of tiltul kalim, the klisha malachto la iser, which we'll have to see, which is really a separate category, but it's within the larger framework and rubric of muksa. The Rambam says, Asru chachamim letaltel, miksas dvarim b'shabes, kederach shuosa b'chol. The Rambam says that there are abundant asurd. It's the same cat we spoke about some of the Makkah Patish context in this area of the Rambam in the last year. So the Rabbanan created Isser Tiltul. You can't move certain items on Shabbos like you do on weekday. Why? Amru, they said, Uma'im is here in Nevi'im. Vitzibush, lo yehi luchach b'Shabbos ki luchach b'chol. If the Nevi'im already said that your hiluchach Shabbos should be different, v'lo sichas ha-Shabbos k'sichas achol, and your talking should be different, sh'nemar v'dabar davar, kal v'chomer sh'lo yehi tiltul b'Shabbos k'tiltul b'chol. So your tiltul should be different. If your hiluch and your sicha, so what you handle should be different. Kadesh lo ye kiyom chol be'enav. So it doesn't appear like a weekday in your eyes. V'yavo v'hagbia ulasakin kelim ipina lapina, and you'll treat it like a weekday. You'll schlep, you'll pick up, or you'll clean out. You'll clean out your garage. And we buy slabayis. So let's see, avan v'chayesaben shariu batel v'yoshib beso. Because after all, you're not working. You're in your house. V'yavakish davar shiyasasigbo, and you're going to look for things to do to keep yourself busy. V'nimsa shalosh shavas, and it comes out that you were not shoves. You weren't. You didn't stop doing what you normally do. You were just involved in weekday activities. Ubata latam shenemar b'torah l'man yanuach. We've quoted this Rambam. The Rambam connects muksa to a pasuk in Chumash, which seems to say that maybe there's a kiyum d'araisa, even though there's only a kiyum d'rabanan. But if you're just involved in activities, everything should be different on Shabbos. So not just your walking and your talking, but your involvement and what you handle. So that is number one, why they created the world of muksa. Va'od, and then the Rambam says number two, kishe yevaker v'yataltel kelim, Shemalachtam l'isser, after she isasik ben mad, v'yalodi malacha, the Rambam puts klisha malach l'isser within the world of the rest of muksa also, because if you handle a scissors, if you handle a stapler, so then you might come to use it in an isser way. klishim alatul iser. Number two and number three, the od mipnei mixas ha'am eni bali umne. Some people never work the whole week. Ela betelim kol yemein. Going out tayolim yoshei kronos. There's some people that don't work the whole week. They're home the whole week. Shekol yemein meim shosim imalacha. So what would be recognizable to the outsider that this is a different kind of day? Shekol yemei mein shosim imalacha. V'yem yei mutar lahalech ulataber ulataltel kishar yamim nimsa shiloshavas shvisa hanikeres. Interesting lashon. You didn't have a recognizable stoppage of your life. Lefichach shvisa midvarim elu hi shvisa hashave b'chal adam. Or v'pnei dvarim elu nago b'yisr tiltol v'asr shleitatol v'shabas alakinu matzarach lahem v'chulu. Fine, that's the Rambam's three opinions. The Ravid adds another one. Maybe it's connected to the Isra of Hotsa'ah. If I'm allowed to carry all different things, I might have to carry it outside into Rishas Arabim. Gzeira Mishem Hotsa'ah. There's a line like that in Masechah Shabbos, Kuf Chav Dalet. Alto Tilto Latzara Chotsa'ahu. Okay, these are the issues relating to Muksa. A specific issue relating to our Sugya, again, number one we already mentioned, regarding Tilta latara davar asa davar mutter, right? Basas davar asa davar mutter. But there is another discussion that the Achronim relate our Gemara to, and that is, what about muksa biyadcha? Muksa biyadcha. So the Gemara seems to say, in the first question the Gemara asked back on the first line, the Gemara said, "Well, what do you mean? Right after you drink, so what's left in your cup? You have some tamei truma. Oi, problem. Muksa. What are you supposed to do?" The Gemara does not say, this seems to be, and the Achronim in the back point this out, seems to be against the Magen Avraham. What's the Magen Avraham? It's really a Tosfos. Don't blame the Magen Avraham. It's probably a Tosfos. Why? Tosfos in Beis Adav Gimel. Tosfos in Beis Adav Gimel says, the Gemara there is talking about the din of Rabbi Yitzchak. We don't pass him like Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak says, Ein kli nital el tzorach davar anital. I'm not allowed to move a kli on Shabbos in order to do something for a muksa item. Let's say there's an egg. There's an egg that was laid on Shabbos, and therefore it's muksa, it's nolad, beitza shenolda. Beitza shenolda. Am I allowed to take a bowl to cover it? If I don't touch the egg, I'm just putting a bowl to cover it to protect the egg. So Rabbi Yitzchak says no. You can't do that. Ein kli nital el tzorach davar anital. We don't pass him like Rabbi Yitzchak. We pass him as mutter. We pass him as mutter. And that's why the Brisa there in Beis Adav Gimel says you could put a cup cover on it. So Tosfos there says, "I, what about Rabbi Yitzchak? What would Rabbi Yitzchak say? Why are you allowed to put the bowl over it?" So Tosfos says it must be that according to Rabbi Yitzchak, you already picked up the bowl because you needed the place. It was Sarach Makomo. You needed the place where the bowl was, and Rabbi Yitzchak says you're allowed to pick up a klisha malachta laheter like a bowl in order to need the spot. And once it's in your hand, then you can put it wherever you want. That's what Tosfos interprets according to Rabbi Yitzchak. Da'ata Kaimalan, Vutir is Besarach Makomo. But Tosfos says, oh, okay, so we don't pass him like Rabbi Yitzchak, but maybe apply the principle that we just used in our context. Rabbi Yitzchak says, you're not allowed to pick up the kli for any muksa purpose, but once it's in your head, you can put whatever you want. So what about us? So Tosfos says, if you pick up a dvar muksa for a good reason, and you already have it in your hand, do you have to put it down the second that you have opened up the spot of Sarach Makomo? No. Was it in your hand? Tosfos says you can put it wherever you want. That's the Chiddush. Dafka, Mikam Poskin, Tod the Kaimel and Dovash Matul Isser. Usser in Ael Dafka, Minasar Lagufa, Zerba Koma, Bolzar Gufa, Zerba Komo, Shari, Vim Hiskil, Taltalo, Bishvil Shazarach Lagufa, Oman Komo, and if you picked it up. For Sarah Koma Saragufo, Mutter Laholicho, Afilo Bechedro, Imirtse. There's a pen on the table, a Shabbos table, I pick it up because I want to remove it, I want to put a plate down, Sarah Koma. What is in my hand? I don't have to drop it. The first second I move it away from the table, but I can bring it in and put it away where it's supposed to go. That's Tosfos. Once you picked it up, a mutter purpose, you can take it wherever you need, wherever you want to put it. That's Tosfos. The Magen Avraham takes us one step further. The Vilna Gaon points out that this is a double extension of the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham in Hilchos Shabbos points out in Simen Shin Ches Os Zayin that not only if you picked it up for a mutter purpose, but what happens if you forgot? What if you didn't remember it was Shabbos? You picked it up be'isser. You picked it up when you weren't supposed to pick it up. Says the Magen Avraham, that's also okay, right? This halach is quoted in Simen Shin Ches. That's a Simen in Shulchan Aruch about Muksa. So there, the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Tosfos that once you have a klisha malach to l'isser in your hand, which you're allowed to move So then you can put whatever you want. So the Magen Avraham says, "V'nira li dafilu shachach v'not la biyado rashi latalat lo yoser." Even if you forgot it, once it's in your hand, it's in your hand, and therefore you can put it wherever you want. That's the Magen Avraham. The Vilna Gaon says two problems. The Vilna Gaon both here and the Vilna Gaon in Yeridaya. Where in Yeridaya? Hilchas Mila, where you have the fancy knife of the Mila in your hand right after you do the Mila. So do you have to, does Zemal have to drop the knife the first second? It's in his hand. Could he wash it off? Could he wipe it off? So the Magen Avraham would say, well, once it's in your hand, it's in your hand. Says the Gra, number one, the case of the Magen Avraham, maybe that's not true. Because who says shachach? The case in the Gemara and the Tosfos is talking about is a case where you had a heter to pick it up. You were magbia beheter. You are magbia beisser. So number one, magbia beheter. And number two, says the Gra, maybe it only applies to kli shemlach to l'isser, which itself is a separate category. Right? That's the only muksa that you can move l'sarach guf l'sarach makomo. You might not even call it muksa. You might call it the gzeira of tiltul kalim. Right? You might not even call it muksa. Again, the Rambam seems to put it together, but it's kli shemlach to l'isser might be a separate category. So there, once it's in your hand, you can keep moving it. But who says that should apply across the board? So that is the extension of the Magen Avraham and the Vilna Gaon's argument. But that's what, if you look on the Mefarshim here, look in the Tiferes Yisrael. Tiferes Yisrael here quotes Rabbi Akiva Eiger. They were contemporaries. He quotes, he says, Rabbi Akiva Eiger asks on our Gemara, on the Magen Avraham, right? What does our Gemara say? You have the cup in your hand, and you have a little Truma Tamea left over in the cup. Isn't that Muksa? What do you mean? You were allowed to pick it up. When you picked it up, it didn't have Muksa yet. So it was Tiltul Beheter. It was Hagba Beheter. If it's Hagba Beheter, then what's the problem according to the Magen Avraham? Right? So this Gemara seems to be against the Magen Avraham. That's what the Tiferes Yisrael quotes here on our Mishnah from Marinu Arimenu Agon Akiva Shlita. Right, Shlita. This is talking about the right. I mean, it's the Rav Akiva Eiger on the side of the Gemara here, of the Mishnah here. But he quotes that. He says Sarachin v'tamani arabenu. Right, and then he says, what's Rav Akiva Eiger getting upset at the Magen Avraham for? It's Tosfos. Tosfos and Beitza says it. Right. So what might be the answer? Klishim alat al iser as a special din of Gufas Rav Akomo. Here, what muksa does this talk about? This muksa is muksa makpas gufo. Maybe that's why Rabbi Akiva Eiger only asked it on the Magen Avraham and not on the Tosfos to answer up the Tiferes Yisrael's kasha, right? I mean, to note that's why he asks it on the Magen Avraham. Okay, but either way, this is a discussion how the Magen Avraham deals with this. You look at the Tiferes Yisrael and the other Mefarshim. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara now, Taman Taninan. We learned in the Mishnah on Tamar's Daf, a Mishnah that's quoted all over Shas Bavli. Halokeach yain mibein hakusim. If somebody buys wine from the kusim, and again, he's not before Shabbos, not able to be mafresh. So there's a whole machlokas. That's the sugi, one of the sugis of Brera that are quoted all over. So Tani Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon Osir, Rabbi Yosi, and Rabbi Shimon Aser doing this whole tnai before Shabbos. Why? Shema tibaka anovanim such as shosa talam afreya. Because they're nervous that before you end up, drinking, so, or before you end up finishing the process, the whole kli is going to break, and then the whole wine is going to fall out, and then it'll end up that you'll lose your trumas and maestros. So, we're choshes, the bottle is going to break. So, why aren't we choshes here? But hada mastiso lo kor abiyosi verb shimini, right? So, we're not worried that it's going to break here. Why aren't we worried that the kos is going to break during your drinking? So, the Gemara answers, Amar biyacha baridi, no, akomodim ala koshu alatar. Here, it's all right this second. We're not worried that it's going to break the second after you put it down. So if you have Trumas Meiser in the cup, right, you drank, you put it down, done. If it breaks in 5 minutes, that's not a problem, right? Because you're already done. You already drank Beheter because using Brera, this was already Trumas and Meiser, and you're done. There, it's more of a time lag. There's more of a time lag that it has to exist longer, as we will see, Be'ez Hashem, on tomorrow's daf. Okay, says the Gemishka. A worker that doesn't believe that the Balabayas is being mafra chumas and maestros. So again, what does that mean? He doesn't believe it. Maybe he's a chaver and he doesn't believe him. Why wouldn't he believe him if he's a chaver? Because maybe, as we'll see in the Gemara, maybe the poel is an ani poel. And therefore the Balabayas is allowed to give him demai. So he's not mamin. So what does he do? How is he mafra? So no to grogores achas. So he takes one grogoris, let's say out of 100. V'omerlo. V'teisha. Omer, Zu, Vitesha, Bozachareha, this and nine others, that's all together 10%. Asuyas Meiser, Al Tishim, Shani Ochel, that's 10% Meiser. Vizu Asuyi, Chubis Meiser, Alayan, and this one is the Chubis Meiser on that. Meiser, Shani, Bachronos, Umchula, Lamos, Then there's one you have to take off. Meaning out of the 100, the worker's got to take off one and not eat it. Not eat it. He can't eat it because that's the Trumas Meiser one. He can't take an extra one, but it's his responsibility. Rav Gamliel Omer, lo yachsoch. Rav Gamliel said, no, no, no. It's not the worker's responsibility. Just to not eat one, because if he doesn't eat everything he's supposed to eat, then he won't be big and strong, be able to do the work of the balabayas. It's amazing how medaktik the halacha is that if you eat one less fig, then it's going to affect your ability to work. So therefore, no, what you have to do is you have to eat all of them, but the last one, right? Mara Folda says lo yachsoch ela yikne achas v'yisakin aleim. You got to get 101. Right, you gotta eat 100, because you gotta be big and strong, so you buy another one. If you don't eat your up till satiation, then you're gonna be ma'ait the malach of the balabayas. So the responsibility, says Rav Shimon Gamliel, is the worker. Rabbi Yossi Omer, the opposite. Lo yachsach, v'pneishu t'nai bezdin. No, Rabbi Yossi says, no, it's a t'nai bezdin, it's understood that it's gonna be the employer's responsibility. Right, the Paul can eat all 100. Right, because the expense of the chumas and the maestros is on the balabayas. Right, that's what the Mara Folda says also, Shetei Chumas Meiser Michel Balabayas. We had that earlier, Umeiser Sheini Michel Powell. Hilka Chaya Balabayas Litin Logrogris Shehifrish. The Balabayas has to supply it. Says the Gemara, again, as we said when we explained the Mishnah could be talking about a Balabayas who's an Amha Aretz, or it doesn't say he's an Amha Aretz, he just says the Paul doesn't trust him. So it could be a Chaver who is giving this Ani Powell Demai. So Blazer, B'shem Reboshia, Osu Oso, She'en Omam in Labalabayas. Or, they made him, Ke'en Omam in Labalabayas. The Ma'ara Folda explains, right? Even though the Balabayas might be a Chaver, but we treat it as if he's an Amma Aretz, and we give him the same status in the Halachas, because this Poel wants to be Mafresh Demai. Wants to be Mafresh Demai. Fine. Says the Gemara, Pshita, this Gemara, says the Ma'ara Folda, could have been written in many places in this Masechta. Says the Ma'ara Folda, Davar zeh shayach l'chol truma ma'isr shein ha'tor miyad. Anytime you're not Torahim right away, v'chein b'chol makom dik l'meim Hashem, and evdu, whenever there's a chshash of something not being in existence, so this Gemara applies to all those cases. Pshita hadem milsa nisrfa peiros. If you have trumas and ma'isrs, you amafresh the trumas and the ma'isrs. What happens if before you partook of the trumas and the ma'isrs, the entire shirayim, the whole misukan fruit are burned up and destroyed before you actually give the truma? Hatruma betibula, says the Gemara, the truma goes back to what it was, to tevel, right? Because the peiros were burned and not eaten and not partaken from, it goes back to tevel, because its definition is that it's truma from something, but now it's ruined the status. Nisrafa truma, what happens if the truma is burned before I partake of anything left? So the Gemara answers, "L'kishei achlu aperos kachra truma l'mafreya." Which, how is this? How do you understand this? A number of different ways in the Mefarshim. We'll go with the following: that it's okay. It's okay because once you eat the fruit, then you can say l'mafreya. There was truma, so it's not here anymore, but it still was truma. Interesting. Why don't you say that by the truma? You could say the truma was hufrash, you know, beforehand, originally. Something about the truma being given. Once the truma is given to the kohen, then the kohen doesn't have to worry about whether the field was mesukan yet. But you could say maybe that nesina is really part of the afrasha. As we said, the Rambam counts it as one. The nesina is the gemara afrasha. So therefore, if it's not given before the peiros mesukanim are partaken from, so then it ruins the status of the truma, but not the other way. The chosech rogor sachas, last line, what does the word chosech mean? Mao chosech, min mechlehu mafik chumas baiser. It means from what you're gonna eat, he has to take out one, according to the Tanakama, he can't eat all of it. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Hashem, we'll continue next time with Demai, Daf Samaches.